Welcome to the show. Let's talk to Alessio Rosani, the founder and CEO leading trader.com. Alessio, very good morning to you.
Thanks for having me, Nick.
Right, two slides to go through in this segment. Tips to improve trade setups. Five tips for us and fire away.
I think this video and certainly this session will help traders, people who are watching this, who want to look at how to improve their trades and indeed how to reduce losses can really help you guys. So I've got five tips to share with you. Let's go with number one. I would say out of the, and we actually put every single one of these things that I'm going to talk about into tests, into forward testing and back testing and algorithmic testing to see which one performs best. We found that keeping your stop loss, I mean, it sounds like a cliche to keep like a stop loss a good distance away, but believe me, I mean, a lot of folks simply forget how important that is to allow some breathing room.
Yep.
Just like, for example, I put a picture of a car, just like how you, when you're driving, you want to keep a safe distance from the car in front of you, the same thing in trading. You've got to allow what's called wiggle room, a breathing room. It needs to be a safe distance away, and that's really key important whenever you're doing this. And I would say one tip to remember about how to keep your stop loss away, look at something like average true range. There's an indicator on the chart called average true range. Use that, because using twice that amount will give you a nice buffer for your stop loss. Number two, when price moves in your favor, I spoke to one of the guys here on Core Finance. His name is Bill Hubbard. I'm sure you know him. He also believes in this idea, as well as I do, as any trader should, which is that you should always be looking how to move from a position of risk to zero risk. So in other words, when the market is rewarding you, so you get into a trade, let's say you go long on a market, whether it's Bitcoin, a Forex market, whatever. As soon as you're in a position of profit, I don't mean immediately, but when, let's say, the price moves a good distance, a safe distance, then you can actually move your stop loss to break even, to your entry point.
Yep.
Thirdly, don't put an arbitrary ceiling on your gains. I've lost count of how many emails I get from folks who say to me, okay, what's your target on this particular trade? Well, guess what? I don't have a target. I'm not saying just open with a blank slate. I don't mean don't have an idea where the market's heading. What I mean is, don't close your trade simply because, okay, that's it, the market can't go any higher, because that's a deliberately false mistake. So I use open targets, which simply means that instead of putting a set target, I simply trail my stop loss. And that actually gives you the opportunity to not put limitations or ceilings on your gains, but to allow the market to reward you as you go into profit. Let's go to number four. I would say this is by far, number four, is one of the key things we found. We were surprised that we put this to algorithmic testing, and we found, Nick, that by just the action of getting back into the trade, let's say you get into a trade and get stopped out.
Yep.
Most traders say, okay.
That's it.
That's it, I'm out. But guess what? If the market gives you one more chance, as long as you're following the same strategy, the same setup, and the market says, hey, get back in, re-enter the market, we found that actually adds to your profits, really significantly improves your results. So we found that's a great thing to do. I just want to mention Paul Tudor Jones, a famous trader, also in Market Wizard's book, he said the same thing. He said that he would get stopped out many times, but he would still get back into the trade.
The Japanese would say,
yeah,
it's a good idea to lose many hooks to finally catch the salmon.
That's a good one. I like that one. And finally, Nick, I'd say stick to your rules. So everything I mentioned here and everything else, don't break the rules, and you got to write these things down to maintain discipline. So, you know, people say, well, how do you control emotions? How do you maintain discipline? And how do you control your psychology? Guess what? You got to write them down and learn from them. So that's what I got, those five tips. Remember them.
Alessio, good stuff. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.